This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. My other computer, we got a couple computers in here. One is kind of starting up and reloading and doing an update. You know, could have done an update in the middle of the night when I wasn't in the studio, but it's doing it now. It's okay. That's just kind of, oh, wait, I got to put my password. My show has low ratings, 1. Oh, okay, you know, that's not working. Oh, my show has better ratings, 1. Let's try that one. Well, they changed my password, so I got to fix my password. But one of the headlines today is how we have drug-resistant germs that is killing tens of thousands of Americans globally. It kills 3 million. Well, it doesn't kill 3 million, but it makes about 3 million people sick. And globally, you have a huge threat of people dying because if they don't have the antibiotics that we do, they can't fight these superbugs. And so the CDC published a report yesterday kind of highlighting how we're in a crap load of trouble when it comes to these superbugs. And we call them superbugs because it's catchy, but they're basically antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Now, we use antibiotics to fight bacteria. We use antivirals to fight virals. We use fungicides or antifungals to fight fungi. So fever and, you know, chills and coughing and sneezing, that doesn't tell you whether you have a bacterial infection, whether you have a fungal infection or a viral infection. That just tells you you're sick. We have to actually culture and figure out what the heck is affecting you to know if it's bacterial, viral, and fungal. I say that because many patients call up. I do telemedicine, and they want an antibiotic. They want a Z-Pak. They want penicillin. And they want an antibiotic to fight their infection because they felt better on an antibiotic. And I don't know, maybe there's some anti-inflammatory properties or something. All I know is people will sprinkle Z-Pak on their food and say they feel better. That Z-Pak makes you feel better no matter what. But it doesn't necessarily mean that's the right treatment for you. And so unfortunately, over the last few decades, we have overdone it with our antibiotics. Since Sir Alexander Fleming came up with penicillin accidentally, and found that, we could fight bacteria using other pathogens, mold, for example, fungus. We came up with penicillinium and then penicillin. We now have a nice battery, or shall we say a silo of weapons, but nature always outsmarts us. Man thinks, God laughs. Man works, God laughs. And nature knows how to supersede what's out there because the drive to live is stronger than anything else. And don't underestimate a little bacteria. So what are some of our gravest risks? Well, according to this report, they brought up C. diff or Clostridium difficile. Clostridium difficile is where we've had to use other people's poop to fight it. I mean, we use other bacteria, hair of the dog sort of thing, where we need to fight fire with fire. So Clostridium difficile is a real, real bad one, causing deadly diarrhea. We also have Enterobacter. I don't have my computer up. I apologize. I'm having some issues here pulling up my list of bacteria. There's about 5 of them. There's like the CRE, the carbapenem, resistant Enterobacter. That's scary stuff because when I was in school, we didn't even have the carbapenem class of antibiotics. And all of a sudden, we have a bug that's resistant to them. That means we got some real fast evolving super bug action here. Pseudomonas should be on here. If Pseudomonas isn't on here, there's this fungus, this Candida auris, which is a super fungus. I've written about that for years. It's not the yeast infection Candida. That's Candida albicans, but Candida auris is a super fungus that we find been killing people sleeps to hide out in hospitals sometimes. And then we have acinetobacter. They're spelling it actinetobacter. I think they're misspelling that. Anyway, it's also carbapenem resistant. What's the point? We got a lot of bacteria and fungi, and we see some viruses out there. But we have a lot of bugs, let's just say, that are resistant to medications. We also have Aspergillus out there, Mycoplasma species or genuses. So the CDC has added a whole bunch of, apparently there's about 18 pathogens that they're watching. And we don't have, NPR reported that we don't have a lot of pharmaceutical companies volunteering to make new medicines and have new medicines coming down the pike. Why? It's expensive. There's no guarantee they're going to sell them. If I was a pharmaceutical company in this day and age with ACA and knowing that it's all about the generics and pharmaceutical companies can be sued and, you know, held responsible for everything these days, I'd be like, you know what? I'm only going to gamble on a drug that I know is going to be wanted and I know is going to be covered, like a drug for erectile dysfunction or a, you know, drug for anxiety or, you know, but in terms of superbugs, not very sexy. Not a lot of ROI for these pharmaceutical companies. So we don't have enough coming down the bend. So then the big question is, well, do we have to rely on antibiotics or antifungals to fight these superbugs? What else is out there? I wrote an article a few years back on what else we could use. A lot of people don't realize urine. You could pee on something and kill it. Urine works. Do you know how I kill spiders? Hairspray. Has anybody ever thought of using hairspray? Spray it on a wound? I know we got to study it, but think about it. Hairspray can kill a black widow. What? If it could kill a black widow, I think it could kill staph. That's just me. But in terms of what's been studied, silver. We really underutilize silver. Silver we used to use to treat gonorrhea. We used to use silver nitrate. All right, let's start bringing back silver. Topical applications. Figure out ways to get silver into the wound. I understand we got to be careful with, you know, metal toxicity and stuff, but still, it's a possibility. We could use viruses to fight bacteria. Bacteriophages. We use viruses to fight bacteria. Wasp venom has been studied. Tasmanian devil breast milk has been found to be very antimicrobial. Certain dyes. A red berry extract from the Brazilian pepper tree. Go and get that one at Trader Joe's. And then, of course, we have vaccination. But I say if we don't have a lot of pharmaceutical companies stepping up to the plate because, you know, they think they're going to get screwed after millions and millions of dollars of R&D, then maybe we need to think of non-pharmaceuticals to fight superbugs. I think it's out there. UV light, laser beams, let's Star Trek the sucker. 1-877-DR-DALLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as many of you have heard, multiple students have been hurt in a shooting at a California high school today. The suspect, as of now, is still at large. Deputies have swarmed the scene at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita. It's about 35 miles north of downtown L.A. This is according to the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. And Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said there are at least three victims, including at least one gunshot victim. All three are believed to be students. The three victims have been transported. They're alive. They are receiving treatment right now. This is just heartbreaking. The sheriff told KBC that the suspect is believed to be a part of the student body, a co-student. Only one suspect is believed to be involved. One student told KBC he was headed to school when a few friends texted him to not go because they heard shots. Oh, great kids. Look at that. To stop and warn them. Very cool. He said, at first I didn't believe it. You would never think this would happen. I saw cops and I stopped and I called my mom and she told me to come straight home. Oh, my God. Can you imagine being your, you know, oh, my gosh. I'd be like, get your tissue back now. I would be running over to the school. I'd be running over to school with my gun, trying to find the shooter myself. That's what I would be doing. Students were led single file through the campus by armed officers. Multiple ambulances were spotted at the scene. Obviously, worried parents freaked out, lining the streets. Photographer Austin Dave described the scene as total chaos. As the search for the suspect continues, sheriff's office officials urge those who live in the area to lock their doors and stay inside because he's at large. Other nearby schools also placed on lockdown. Misty Wolf is a graduate whose 16-year-old daughter goes to a nearby school. She said they were arriving when the daughter's school was placed on lockdown. She said, we were all getting there and parents heard shots, or what we thought were shots. The nice guy who waves us in the lot every morning started shouting at the kids walking to get out of the way, get up the hill. We were all trying to get out. People were confused. And, you know, people will look at, you know, you always hear the critics out there going, well, schools should have a process and it shouldn't be chaos. And just imagine being outside when there's traffic. I mean, we're not talking about a quiet classroom when this happens. We're talking outside, kids laughing, giggling, and you have one person, right, who doesn't have a loudspeaker, trying to scream to everybody to take cover. And then everybody's like, what's going on? What's going on? And you can't hear, and you hear people laughing and screaming and going, Bud, hey, what's up? All that kind of stuff, and nobody can hear anything. And so, I mean, it is going to be chaotic. She said, having my kid who was already dealing with things in life being scared because I told her to duck down because we didn't know where the shooter is hard. There was another school lockdown a few years ago, and she never wanted to leave her classroom after that. I'm worried this will make her not want to be at school because she doesn't feel safe. They said moments before the news broke, Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat of Connecticut, was on the Senate floor calling on his colleagues to bring up a universal background check bill. It had been passed by the House earlier this year. He asked for unanimous consent to pass the legislation, dubbed the Bipartisan Background Checks Act of 2019, that would establish new background check requirements for firearm transfers between private parties. The House had approved this measure 240-90. Now, again, California has strict gun laws, very strict gun laws. And, you know, when you see these things happen in gun-free zones or, you know, areas with strict gun laws, it just emphasizes that bad people are getting a hold of the guns. Okay? This isn't a good guy issue. This isn't somebody with a CCW. This isn't an off-duty cop. This is some kid or whatever that is getting a hold of something they shouldn't. And these school shootings are just happening far too often. And kids shouldn't feel scared of going to school. I do think we need to have, from here on out, a much different attitude towards school shootings, towards being attacked. You know, when somebody had said it's a shame that this is the new norm, it is a shame. It is a shame that kids have to have drills, you know, regarding active shooters. But so be it. We live in a world where there are very, very, very bad people out there. And I think every kid needs to know what to do in a shooting. I think every kid needs to know self-defense. I think every kid needs to learn combat. Why not? Explain to me why a kid doesn't need to learn combat. I think all our kids should have some level of protection. I mean, or some means to protect themselves. I mean, look at all these rapes that happen. You know, I hear it time and time again. You know, all these young girls getting raped, boys getting raped. And, if I had daughters, I would teach them to be black belts. I would teach them Krav Maga. I would make sure they were armed. And if they couldn't be armed with, obviously, a weapon that a school would allow, then at least pepper spray or, you know, keys that they could, you know, very quickly put in between their fingers and slash somebody across the face. But, I mean, I would teach my kid, my daughter, to be a ninja. We put our boys in self-defense. We put our boys in karate, kung fu. I wanted my boys to be able to defend themselves. Somebody comes up to them, they need to be able to block. They need to be able to fight back. You know, this mom, and I don't blame her, you know, she doesn't want her daughter freaked out about going to school. You know, a lot of kids have anxiety. A lot of kids, this is not a world they need to grow up in. And just because we train them doesn't mean they're going to be mentally strong. There's going to be some that just can't handle it. They're going to freak out. They just won't be able to handle it. And that's understandable. But the other kids that can't handle it, we train them. Okay, learning Shakespeare is fine. Learning how to get the square root of 125 is fine. These are things we have to teach. But where is self-defense? Where is how to identify somebody that's going to be a threat? What did Mufasa do with Simba in The Lion King? He taught Simba how to pounce on Zazu. Now, we don't know how to pounce. We don't know how to look out for predators. We don't learn, I mean, you know, what are parents teaching the kids? You know, I've worked most of my kids' life. I'm not home taking them around saying, okay, be careful over here, be careful over here. You see that spot? You don't want to be standing there. I try to teach them as much as I can, but do I take them out into the wild and say, all right, this is what you do, this is what you do, now let's practice. Let me take you to a very, very, very dangerous part of town, let you get jumped, and train you on how to fight. We don't do that. You know, but animals train theirs. One doctor in town, Dr. Shapochnikov, one of my favorite doctors, said he was on a trip where he was near a cliff. I think it might have been in California. And he saw a bird drop food, and the kid would miss it. I guess there was a kid bird. He'd pick it up and then drop it again. He saw this, and then he realized what he was doing was teaching his kid to try to catch food. I mean, do we teach our kids how to hunt? Do we teach our kids what to eat if a McDonald's is closed? My husband right now is starting to teach the kids about hunting and things like that. They're teenagers already. I should have taught my kids which bugs they could eat, which plants they could eat. I mean, I've taught to them a little bit. I've taught them about the prickly pear fruit and things like that. Whether they listen, I don't know. But, you know, we take so many things for granted. And so it's very shocking. It's very traumatic when there's a school shooting. But nobody should be surprised about that anymore. School shootings happen. There are sickos sitting next to your kid in class. And just because they're a kid doesn't mean we go any easier on them. Kids are murderers, as seen by Adam Lanza and the other kid that shot up Stony Brook High School. Okay, these are kids. Kids are threats. And we're like, well, we're going to drop our kid off at school, and they'll be in kindergarten, they'll be among other kids, and a teacher, and they'll be fine, they'll be safe. No, teach your five-year-old how to protect themselves. Teach a five-year-old how to use the Kevlar-lined backpack to offer some protection. Teach that kid how to run. Are you guys making your kids sprint? How fast, how good a runner are your kids? We don't do that. And I, you know, sue me for being over, you know, protective. You know, we're overprotective, going, oh, okay, you know, wipe your mouth, and we're worried about, you know, sanitation and hand sanitizer and all that. You really want to be overprotective. Teach your kid how to run and fight and block and duck and identify somebody who could be a future killer. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as authorities say at least six people have been injured in a school shooting in Southern California in Los Angeles County. However, it's just happened, and it's unclear if the report means those hurt are suffering from gunshot wounds or if they may have been injured while trying to run from the scene. Officials say they are looking for an Asian male suspect. Former President Jimmy Carter is said to be up and walking, recovering from brain surgery, his pastor telling the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that the former president's in good spirits after he visited with him at Emory University Hospital. The surgery is to relieve pressure on the 95-year-old's brain after he suffered injuries during a couple of falls this month. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
right, guys.
Maybe,
we are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDAI. So, New York has raised the age to purchase tobacco and e-cig products to 21. One of the first states to do so, and I guess they are trying to fight the vaping crisis. We just have crisis after crisis after crisis. We have school violence, gun violence crisis, obesity crisis, tobacco crisis, vaping crisis, opioid crisis, superbug crises. This whole decade has been about crises. I am just dying to see what's going to happen in 2020. I'd like us to have a crisis-free decade. Not going to happen. If you use the term crisis, it makes headlines. You know, people listen. people make legislation, and then we make new crises. Us fighting the tobacco crisis gave us the obesity crisis, because now we eat instead of smoking. It also gave us the vaping crisis. So, you know, as we solve one crisis, we make a new crisis. Nobody does things in little bitty incremental steps. This one, though, move, I'm a fan of. No e-cigs until 21. I'm fine with that. Is it going to solve the problem? Nah. I mean, you can't buy alcohol until you're 21. Kids drink. Boy, they get drunk. Not supposed to buy marijuana until you're 21, and these kids are stoned. But at least it's a move in the right direction. So New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed this law into the summer. It went into effect on Wednesday, officially raising the age to purchase such products from 18 to 21. The legislation is an effort to curb teen smoking and vaping in the state, as nearly 30% of high school students in New York use e-cigs. 30%! And those are the ones who admit it. About a third of high school students are putting vapor into their lungs. Yeah, I have no problem calling that a crisis. That's a problem. They say New York has taken aggressive action to stamp out smoking among teens and children, but tobacco and e-cig use still persist thanks to irresponsible corporate marketing campaigns targeting young people. Okay, again, you see, quit. Everybody wants to blame Juul. The marketing, look, I don't care what happens, all right, with, you know, if Juul did it or not, and what happens in the courts. What I care about is people getting distracted with the wrong fight. When are these kids going to be responsible for their own actions? Well, you know, a 15-year-old was duped that they could put nicotine in their mouth and it be safe. That's a problem. If you have a 15-year-old that is that naive, that's a problem, people. Any kid, by the time they're in middle school or high school, should understand what their lungs do. And they should know that their lungs are for breathing. And that their lungs are very delicate. That's not... A kindergartner could learn that. But don't try to convince me that a middle school student is too young to understand that their lungs are delicate and have a function to do. And then those kids need to learn and understand that you don't screw with that function. You don't mess with that. You only have one shot of being alive. You only have one body. Oh, kids don't understand that. Actually, a lot of kids do. My kids did. My kids didn't want to vape. Maybe that's what they tell me, but I really believe them. You know, they had, you know, great-grandparents that died of lung cancer. They're like, I'm not going to put that crap in my body. And I find that very troubling that we have 30% of high school students, and we're talking these kids aren't even middle school, we're talking high school students, not finding that to be a problem. Again, that's going back to what I said last segment. We are not training our kids to survive. Where are the survival skills? If our kids were trained from day one how to survive, how to protect their body, how to respect their bodies, we probably wouldn't have smoking. We probably wouldn't have vaping. We probably wouldn't have drugs. We probably wouldn't have a lot of casual sex. Why aren't we respecting our bodies? And look, we adults are no better. How many of you downed diet soda or energy drinks or ate a bunch of chocolate or had some fattening food? Where is your respect of your body? Oh, I do the same thing. Diet Coke and chocolate is sometimes my breakfast. Why aren't I respecting my body more? I understand the physiology. I understand that that does nothing because we take things for granted. So now we have to have government get involved saying that's a no-no. You cannot touch that e-cig. until you're 21. You know, somebody suggested just make e-cigs medical. Make e-cigs prescription. I know. I didn't say I said that. But, you know, if we're that worried about people accessing vaping, make a prescription. You know, this way, in order for, you know, people are really using them to get off smoking. It's a smoking adjunct. It would be, would have to figure out how to make it financially reasonable, because now with people's crappy ACA insurance deductible, you know, through the roof, you know, it's easier to just get your vape pen by yourself. But, I mean, that is one way to kind of solve the vaping crisis. Make it available by prescription only. I mean, that's kind of, you know, I'm not sure. But I got to think about that one. That might be a better idea than I thought. No, don't worry. I got other fish to fry. I'm working with Dr. Paul Kalikas on trying to get this whole time change thing done, where we just have regular time, whether it's standard or daylight savings time. So I'm working on that. I'll do that. I won't deal with the vaping thing until I'm asked to. I got other fish to fry right now. But anyway, the Empire State is now the 18th in the nation to implement such a law. Oh, okay, so it's the 18th state. The news comes after health officials are investigating the outbreak of EVALI, the vaping-related illness associated with e-cigs and vaping. And over 2,000 Americans recently have already been affected. More evidence has been linking this vitamin E acetate that seems to be in THC products. It's kind of the oily part. The CDC said the chemical compound was found in lung fluid from 29 patients tested in the lab. I think we've had 37 to 40 deaths thus far of this. So we have work to do. And I really want us, and again, I can't stress this enough, to start taking our youth and completely changing it up. And, you know, some of you will say, well, kids don't want to learn that. Wrong. They do. I took a wilderness medicine course up in Montana, and I put our kids, apparently they offered for the kids a first aid class. My kids got out of there so pumped. Now, I don't know if either of them are going to go into medicine later. One's going into engineering. But they loved feeling empowered with that ability. You know, they were like, Mom, where's our first aid? Do we have this? Do we have this? Do we have this? And I'm like, now you're thinking. You know, how many times your kids come home going, okay, where's the fire extinguisher? You know, where's our, you know, do we have a drill for fire? Or if there's a home invasion, what's the plan, guys? Come on. Huddle. I want to see that. And, you know, we just don't. So New York did good. You know, a lot of times New York is a front runner on things. I didn't realize they were the 18th. So, all right, it's about time that we have, you know, some laws in place. But, you know, kids, when people say kids are going to be kids, I think we could change that. Okay? Kids are some of the smartest, wily, most athletic, hyper-metabolic, brilliant creatures out there. And we waste their youth not training them and not letting them be up to their potential. That's a problem. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. but there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Gosh, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, you're innocent until proven guilty, but this just shocked me. Dr. Bruce Hensel. Bruce Hensel was a show, doctor radio show, that was on around the same time as Dr. Dina Dell. And he was, one of my predecessors on air. And spoke with him multiple times. Really, really nice man. But apparently he has been arrested in Santa Monica today because he allegedly swapped inappropriate messages to a 9-year-old girl, the daughter of an acquaintance, and he was requesting sexually suggestive images. He was an on-air medical correspondent for NBC for almost 3 decades. Now, he has been released on bail. His lawyer said he was completely innocent. But, whoa. Dr. Bruce Hensel would give medical advice for years on air. And again, innocent until proven guilty. But he has been arrested in Santa Monica, California, as of 10 a.m. today. 71 years old. He started to be investigated after he swapped inappropriate messages and pictures with the girl. And the girl's a daughter of an acquaintance. They allege that he then requested sexually suggestive photos at about August 4th. So they did a search warrant of his home in Pacific Palisades, Santa Monica. And they took away computers, etc. A woman who spoke to CBS without giving her name said despite the raid, he continued with his daily routine. Seemed fine, seemed still doing his... I'm not sure if he practices medicine still. But he has been released on $5,000 bail. And he is charged with one felony count of contact with a minor for sexual purposes. If convicted, he faces a maximum of 18 months in jail. Now, apparently he joined NBC4 in June 1987. Had written multiple investigative stories for them. Like I said, had a very, very successful show. I guess had a series, Health Facts, in 1988. Left KNBC in 2016, working on a range of other programs. I guess he's been co-director and executive producer of Beyond the Opposite Sex. That aired on Showtime in March 2018. Is co-director of two ERs in Southern California, Century City Hospital and San Dimas. Now, why, you know, is this headline news? Well, it's headline news because, you know, it's a doctor and it's a celebrity. But, you know, if this is true, I know it's alleged, you're innocent until proven guilty. Stories like this make people very, 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 very nervous because, you know, we're just talking about bad people out there. Bad guys, bad girls. We'll just say bad people. And there are certain professions a lot of us parents hope have a pretty good screening process. Where if there's a cop, you can tell your kids to go to the cop. If there's a doctor, you can tell your kids to go to the doctor. If there's a dentist, you can tell your kids to go to the dentist. If there's a teacher, you could leave your kid with a teacher and know they're safe. Okay? I mean, we parents, you know, have to leave our kids with people all the time or have to entrust other people with our kids. And again, that's very unnatural for us. You know, when I hear parents say, I don't want to take my kid to a doctor, the average person would go, that parent's an idiot. But I get why some of those parents may do that. If it's not a financial issue, it's because they're going to entrust somebody else to make a recommendation on their baby. This is my baby. I'm Mama Bear. So, you know, if you went up to a baby cub with Mama Bear sitting there and said, look, you know, I need to examine them, you know, for lymphadenopathy, or I need to inject a vaccine into them, that mother bear would slash your throat. So, but we as humans are like, here's our baby, here's our baby. You know, I don't know if you guys know this, and I as a mom could say this, but it's a very, very weird feeling after you give birth. Very weird. You give birth to a baby, and the baby's taken away from you, like immediately, because they clean the baby off, they need to suction the baby, they need to, you know. And the second time this happened to me, they wanted me to sit still because they had to, you know, deliver the afterbirth, the placenta, and, you know, I was bleeding and things like that. I just kept wanting to see the baby. My baby was away from me. Now, I wasn't asking for the baby, whatever. But, you know, it's a very weird feeling when you give birth and your baby's taken away. Now, they brought the baby back. They clean the baby up. They wrap the baby in a towel, give baby back to mama. But you start to do this. Give me my baby. That's my baby. You know? And, you know, dad is like, good job, you know, honey, good girl, you did good. You're like, leave me alone. I want my baby. I mean, I didn't say that, but I was like, is baby okay? Is baby okay? And me as a doctor, I didn't care if I had placenta falling out of me and bleeding and umbilical cords. I'm going to take care of my baby. If my baby came out and my baby wasn't okay, doctor or no doctor, let me have that baby and let me help fix the baby. Now, we've learned and become accustomed to let the nurses do what they do. The nurses are great. They know exactly how to clean up a baby, suction their nose, get their Apgar scores. The nurses know exactly what they're doing. But you as a mom, you know, it's kind of unnatural to be told, you know, back it off some. So here in society, we now teach ourselves to, all right, trust the doctor, trust the nurse, trust the teacher. And when a headline comes out that somebody of that profession, again, allegedly, is doing something very bad, you start to, you know, get all mama bear. You know, I never had daughters. I had sons. And so I wasn't as fearful of, you know, rape and assault and all that. You should. Boys get assaulted too. But I didn't have that same protectiveness that I think a lot of people have with daughters. I mean, my mom and dad, well, my mom especially, cut, you know, she, no makeup, had to cut my hair short, look like a boy. It was really hard to do when I had boobs. But my mom was, from my guess, so paranoid that I would get raped that, you know, I was the ugliest looking kid in school. You know, it was, you know, that was her way of protecting me. It sucked. But, you know, at least I didn't get attacked. I ended up getting attacked later anyway, but, you know, at least I didn't get attacked as a kid on her watch. So, you know, medicine should have a screening process. We don't. I mean, the screening process we have in medicine is it's really hard to get through medicine. You don't go into medicine to be a predator. You know, if you're like, oh, I'm going to be able to see naked boobies being a plastic surgeon, so I'm going to, you know, try for plastic surgery. You're not going to get through day one of medical school. It's too hard. But what might be happening is you have people with varying degrees of mental illness, and you're there in medicine, and then all of a sudden you think you could get away with something. Just because you're a doctor doesn't mean you are 100% healthy. Doctors get cancer, doctors get HIV, doctors get bacteria infections, doctor gets, you know, it happens to everybody. So mental illness is going to affect the doctor too. So it's not a very, very easy topic when you see something like that. And again, this is all alleged, but, you know, when people say, I'm not going to, you know, have my kid go to the doctor, well, you know, stop for a second and ask them why, what their concerns are. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.